Thank you. Fine. Right.
So, can you tell me more about your work at home? I mean, more about the qualifications you needed to have before starting work and what you expect to be after
a while. Right. I am employed by the Inland Revenue, and currently on a training course to be an inspector of taxes. To have this position, you either have to have a degree, or you can have been recommended from other grades of officer. I entered into the civil service in 1971 with 8 O-levels and 4 A-levels. I have since worked in about 3 or 4 different offices, but all in the Birmingham area. It's a fairly interesting job if you like figure work. The people who I currently deal with are self-employed people such as builders, electricians, bookmakers, then there would be self-employed accountants and teachers, estate agents, solicitors, electricians, taxi drivers, carpet fitters, ice cream salesmen, anything else? What else? Would you like me to just keep on talking a little? Well, it's awkward because in August there is a possibility that I should get transferred, but I do not know exactly where I should get transferred to. It could be down in London, or it could be, say, Hereford, or it could be anywhere. If it was in London, the trouble would be the price of housing, which is very high. Also, I do feel when I come down to London that the pace of life is very fast in comparison to other areas. Although, even though I say that, it is an interesting place from the historical point of view, and when I compare Birmingham with this place, there is no comparison at all. The inner city in Birmingham has very few, if any, buildings of any historic interest, whereas here there are literally hundreds of them.
It is
an old city. It's the second largest city in England. There's over 1 million people there. So I think if you have a look at England as a whole, the only cities which have got any real interest are either Edinburgh in Scotland or London. Even though some of these other cities might have few old churches and town halls and that sort of thing. They haven't got a lot else to offer. Also, even if you looked at the theatres in London, there's a lot of theatres. In Birmingham, there's only three, which are only very small anyway, in comparison to London. So from the entertainment point of view, it is extremely restricted. Birmingham is an industrial city with some large manufacturing industries such as Austin Rover cars. They also make parts for aeroplanes and extra things which I can't offhand think about. But it is an industrial city. It is an industrial city.
Tell me something that I always wondered. What is the process when you catch somebody who sort of, you know, didn't pay taxes, broke the law in some extent in your area? What is the process? What happens to him once he's caught?
Right. Well, after we find out, we have to ascertain the actual figures of income that have been understated. And we have found them out. We will have to ask him if he accepts the figures. If he does accept the figures, we then go on from there. To begin with, we would then find out how much income tax is due upon that income. Then he would also be charged a figure of interest upon that tax. Also, he would have to pay a penalty. Now, the penalty alters with the degree of culpability. If he has been fraudulent, the penalty is a lot higher than if he's only just been neglectful. So we charge him the tax, some interest upon that, and a penalty. Then, and we've got all three, he has to make an offer to pay those figures. After he pays the offer, after he signs the form, he's got 30 days in which time to actually make the offer. And if he does that, there isn't going to be any further action. Offhand, we would only send people to prison where it was a case of fraud, when they had been very, very bad.